The key thing in fracking in Kirby, Ms. Paterne, is to make sure that no fracking takes place to a significant geological fault, and that would be the key thing to watch for, and to make sure that there isn't any nuisance earthquakes, i.e. things that worry people.
What about water contamination?
Water contamination due to the fracking process, which is cracking the rock underground, that's what's happening when fracking occurs.
And why does it pollute the water?
Where water contamination has happened in the United States, it's because of poor design or sealing of wells. It's the well that can cause the leakage, not the fracking. And I know people might say, well, your listeners might say you're splitting hairs, but it's very important to work out what it is that we need to focus on. So, for example, if someone said your journey to work was hazardous, you'd need to know which cross-sections, which T-junctions and roundabouts are the ones to worry about. Mm-hmm. Same for fracking. It's not the fracking process, the cracking process, that's the problem. It would be the well. And the well needs to be properly sealed and looked after in the long term.
I know you're monitoring the site at Kirby Misperton. How do you do that? How do you monitor the site?
The BGS is doing some monitoring of the site. They're looking
at British Geological Survey, is that?
British Geological Survey, yeah. which looks after UK geology, if you like, have a consortium that's looking at the site in terms of measuring small earthquakes that occur naturally, so that people know how many are occurring before any fracking takes place, looking at water quality so that people know what the water quality is like before any fracking takes place, and looking at emissions, looking at air quality. So that sort of monitoring is occurring. The BGS, the British Geological Survey, is leading that. And we're also doing monitoring in the area, looking at emissions. I think the attention that the oil and gas industry is getting is significant, and I don't think they've had this before, particularly onshore in the UK, and I think it means that we're going to know more about this process than we've ever known before, because people are now listening to the environment and watching the environment very closely before, during and after a fracking operation.
If fracking goes ahead in Kirby Misperton, essentially you'd be able to do more research on that issue. That's not a bad thing for you, so therefore you're not for it.
No, we're absolutely neutral on fracking. If fracking didn't go ahead, I mean, that would mean that I'd be freed up to do lots of other interesting research that I've done prior to working on fracking.
Some people are concerned, obviously, that monitoring wouldn't be effective. Can you reassure them on that point, particularly if it's kind of spreads, not from Kirby Misperton, but further afield? You know, I mean, you've got to monitor each well, as it were. That's going to take time and money and resources. You can't do it all accurately, can you?
I think it's a good challenge. I think it would be difficult to be monitoring every single site in the UK if there was many, many sites being fractured. But I think we can do a better job than we've done before. I think we can start to do monitoring of all sorts of things. And I think if you start to see signals that are worrisome, then that would mean we need to pay more attention to it.
What kind of signals are those?
Well, for example, if you're starting to pick up emissions that are higher than normal, there are, in the States, there are examples of super emitters of methane, which are very significant in particular parts of the process. So the things that have been seen in the States, if we started to see them in the UK, although you can't monitor every site, if you spotted them in a few examples, you'd know this is something we need to spend more time on.
My word of the day, super emitter. I like that. We've got one of those at breakfast. Her name's Georgie. how likely is fracking to cause tremors, would you say, then, overall?
Well, of tens of thousands of fracking operations in the United States, there are only a handful of known examples where earthquakes have been felt. So we're talking a handful of examples where felt seismicity has occurred out of tens of thousands of fracking operations. That gives you an idea.
Do you think fracking should go ahead in Kirby Misperton?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question because it's not my job to answer that question. My job is to provide the information so that members of the public, so that planning officials, so government can make those sorts of decisions. It's not our job to make the decision.
Maybe I should have rephrased it slightly. Do you think it's safe to frack in Kirby Misperton?
No, nothing in the world is safe. Every extractive industry has risk attached to it. We have drilled 2,100 wells in the United Kingdom over the last 100 years. Those wells have been drilled mostly safely without any problems. There's one example of a blowout, a small blowout near Doncaster in the early 80s out of 2,100 wells. So historically, there has not been a huge impact from the activity to date. So that looks positive. What we need to be careful about is long-term, impact that's difficult to measure that would take over, which should take place over a long period of time. So insidious long-term impact is a difficult thing to measure. Our research, carried out and led by Newcastle University and other universities around the country, is trying to understand those small things that are happening perhaps on a long-term basis.
I see. Professor, it's been great to chat to you this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.
A pleasure.